Now, before we get underway, we've got to make it official because we need a transfer update intro with our exclusive morning show voiceover guy, Matty Party.
Sure. Well, it's Friday, so I've selected the category called Dance and EDM. I'm not sure how we'll go here. But... oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, Tommy's music.
And now it's time for an NRL player transfer update with 2AM Tommy.
Let's get down to business, Tommy. Let's get down to business. What on earth is going on at Parramatta?
Yeah, look, I've got no idea. And I want to pose this to you, Matty. I want to pose this to the listeners. So the Parramatta Eels, they've re-signed Regan Campbell-Gillard. They've re-signed their captain, Clint Gutherson. But we now know it's confirmed that they're going to lose Murata Niokore. They're going to lose Isaiah Papali'i. And they're going to lose, of course, Reid Marnie to the Bulldogs. But where's the communication with the fans? Where's the transparency in terms of, all right, this is our recruitment strategy. This is what we want to do. This is what we want to achieve. Remember last year, or towards the end of this season, they re-signed Brad Arthur because they believed they wanted that confirmation, and they wanted to send a message to the players saying, hey, this is our guy. This is our man to lead the team. So they wanted to send a voice to those players off contract saying, hey, we've now got security with the head coach. You can now re-sign. This is the vision that we're going to try to sell to you. However, that vision is not getting through to Reid Marnie, Niokore or Papali'i. So where's the transparency? I think, and I want to hear from Eels fans and other listeners, if you're so despondent with your club, should they come out and tell you what they're doing or what they're trying to do? Should their football boss, general manager of football, Mark O'Neill, along with the CEO, Jim Sarantinos, sit down for a press conference, ask, answer questions from fans, answer questions from paying members? Because a lot of fans, we've heard it on Vossi's show this morning, we've already heard it through some of the texts already, they're despondent. They're getting rid of their membership. They're not going to go to some of the games this year because they're fed up with how the club is managing their salary cap and managing their roster.
Do you want to hear from your club about what the direction is, Eels fans? Let us know. And does it, I mean, at the end of the day, does it make a difference? Because as soon as they put themselves up there, they're just going to get slammed for letting players go. They've got to come out, in my opinion, Tommy, and get a signing on the board. They've got to lock up Junior Paulo. They should have been having a look at Brandon Smith. I don't know if they have been. I mean, Smith's been for sale to everybody, but now they've lost Reid Marnie. And the thing about this too is, let's not discount what Gus Gould's doing in this entire scenario, because let's not forget that Marnie went to the Eels. He's from the Canterbury-Bankstown junior system, and he went to the Eels because the Bulldogs didn't think he was going to be good enough for the NRL. Now, clearly, Phil Gould wasn't there at the time, but he's there right now. So you go, what's the difference right now for when the Bulldogs were looking at Reid Marnie all those years ago, and now they're looking at him? And the difference is Phil Gould. He's got him there to the club. He's got others to the club. He's building, 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 and that's been the key difference. If we're putting up a race of who's dominating the signings here, we're going to have Canterbury sitting way at the top, and we're going to have Parramatta bleeding like crazy, and Wayne Bennett and the Dolphins not doing anything. It's an extraordinary scenario.
Yeah, you can't underestimate guys like Gus. Sat Center on his program last night. It's just like Gus, Mal Meninga up at the Titans. There's some figures in rugby league where they've just got this aura attached to them. And when you sit down for a meeting, you transfix with them, they sell you a vision of what the club's trying to do, what the club's trying to build. And Sats mentioned it last night. Gus had that presence of him when he was at the Roosters in the 90s. He's got Brad Fittler there. He got Matt Singh. He built a great system at the Penrith Panthers. Brought in guys like Matt Burden, Nathan Cleary, James Fisher-Harris, Jerome Luai, Brian To'o, and now he's gone to the Bulldogs, a team that has won a spoon this year, came second last year, and has signed premier players like Reid Marnie, Tevita Pangai Jr., Matt Burden, Brent Naden, Matt Dufty, Paul Vaughan. These guys, and some of them are on one-year deals because that's the price you pay, and the club is showing faith in them. But these are big-time players that want to go to the club. They want to go to a club that literally just came last. Reid Marnie, he's played finals footy the last three of the four past seasons, and he's just signed with the club that has finished last. Is that's just a slap in the face of the Parramatta Eels. Reid Marnie said, I'm going to go to a club that just won the wooden spoon rather than stay here. Now, who knows, you know, the monetary figures that they are going to offer him, and obviously that plays a big part in his decision. But from a pure football point of view, If Reid Marnie was to go say, yeah, I'm going to go sign with the Bulldogs instead of saying with the Eels, who have just played finals footy in the three of the past four seasons, it's pretty staggering, really. And it's a big, big sign of where the Parramatta Eels are right now.
Well, 4 years, $2.4 million is going to sway anyone. Absolutely. That's a big, big money offer, and it's a long-term offer as well. So that's the serious part of the negotiation, when it doesn't really matter, to be brutal, who's sitting on the other side of the table. When you're throwing down that kind of offer in front of somebody, that gets the serious stuff talking. But you're spot on. When you do have somebody at the other side of the table who can sell the vision and have the backing and the power and the networks and all that kind of stuff that a Phil Gould does, then you're up against some pretty tough opposition. So maybe the question, Tommy, is for Parramatta, who's doing that there? Who is their Phil Gould? Who's their Wayne? Who's their Mal Meninga?
Well, I'll tell you who they should have brought in, because he announced his retirement from broadcasting this year, Peter Sterling. Mm. You can't tell me Sterlo, if he was with Mark O'Neill and Jim Sarantinos, the CEO and the football manager, and he sat down with Reid Marnie, Junior Paulo, Papali'i, and we know everyone loves Sterlo. Who doesn't like Peter Sterling? He can sell you a vision. He's a straight and honest guy. He's a club legend, one of the greatest players in their history. They should have brought him on as an advisor. Doesn't have to do any of the training. Just helps him out here and there. Helps him out with their recruitment, with their retention. Gives Brad Arthur some advice, you know, from a footballing point of view. Maybe works 1-2 days a week. Pay him a couple, whatever. Just bring him on as an ambassador, an advisor. They could have done a lot better than Sterling. Bring him in. Like, do something. Show an effort.
On the text line, Jamboree Jet says, Matty, great show. Eels problem started with paying Moses $1 million, 1/10 of the salary cap. Enjoy the wet weekend. Another one, they have to sign Mitch Kenny right now from the Panthers. This one, something's massively wrong with Parramatta. Three players have signed with teams in the bottom eight and two have not signed for over. But what I believe is their market value, both good deals done by the Tigers and the Dogs. Wheels off the bus. That's what they're saying about Parramatta right here on our text line. 0457 736 736. Darry says, starting to think there's something to the rumour that some players are not happy with Clint Gutherson, thinking he's something special and above everybody else with his relationship with the coach. Well, that was the stuff that was around about the size of the hotel rooms, wasn't it? That was
I mean, we can't really read into that. Season. Who knows? All the players.
That's Rumourville.
Yeah,
Rumourville.
And all the players rubbished that rumour at the time as well.
Exactly. What else is happening in transfer
world? Christian Welch, another big target for the Dolphins. Christian Welch has re-signed with the Melbourne Storm. He announced it yesterday until the end of 2025. I've said it on this program multiple times. I think he's one of the most impressive players in the competition we've got right now. He's a future CEO of one of the clubs, if not the NRL in itself. I love him as a player, one of my favourites. The Dragons have locked up exciting youngster Jaden Sullivan until the end of 2025 as well on a three-year deal. Very, very exciting young footy player. Can play in the halves, can also play dummy half. I think he'll play a lot of footy this season as well. And another Dolphins target, who we believed was very close to signing with the club, Pat Carrigan. He has re-signed with the Broncos until the end of 2024. I'm going to remember he tore his ACL in the early rounds of this season, so he didn't play a lot of footy this year, but he's re-signed with the Broncos until the end of 2024 season. The Dolphins, who are they going to sign, Matty? We've only got 4 days until the end of November until my prediction does or does not come right, so it's pressing times.
Well, you gave yourself up there. As much as I'd like to help you from, you know, stepping in front of the bus, you did it. Well, I couldn't get you off.
Well, I couldn't say, you know, until the end of the year, because I think that's giving myself too much time. Well, you know, and then if it did happen, anyone could have said, well, you know, anyone could have predicted end of the year. So I gave myself a little bit of a tight setting end of November. Because come on, Wayne Bennett, put those wheels in motion. We talk about guys with auras. Phil Gould, Mal Meninga, Peter Sterling. I think Wayne Bennett's got them all covered there. Surely he can sign someone in 4 days.
You know who's going to be the hardest working non-player manager across the weekend? 2 a.m. Tommy. He'll be ringing up clubs. He'll be ringing up players. He'll be saying, come on, just give us a signing. Just get somebody, Dolphins. Get somebody up there. He'll be working the phones like a player manager. So you've got until Tuesday, which is the end of November. So we'll give you until Wednesday morning to see if there's a Dolphins signing that lives up to what you said on the radio that they'll lock somebody big in by the end of November. Smithy from Melbourne says, mate, if your rival radio station offered you twice as much money, you'd be out the door in a flash. Would that be a slap in the face to SEN? How do you know they haven't, Smithy? How do you know they already haven't? I'm still here. But thanks for your thought. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Now, we need to do, you know what we need to do today, Tommy?
Yes.
We need to, we haven't done it for a while
because
we've been so busy. But Tommy's Tribune needs to come on back. We need to hold an editorial meeting. So I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about that because I'm sure we can garner some headlines around the situation at the Eels and also the situation of who signs where or who signs with the Dolphins and perhaps Brandon Smith as well. So let's get some headlines going for 2 a.m. Tommy, and Tommy's Tribune, we will reconvene. Well, we'll actually convene an editorial meeting. They're always good fun. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Let us know your thoughts this morning. 1300 01 1170. If you're a Parramatta fan, what do you want your club to do right now to stop you from going in there and handing back your membership, which is what you're telling me some of our listeners are telling me they're already doing? What do you want the Eels to do right now? Let us know. We'll catch up with Steve Corica, head coach of Sydney FC, right after this.